get ready.
Yes, you get ready.
Latest news in the streets. Join us and tune in for the tea. Breaking news with integrity. So tell your friends and your family.
It's the Lovely Tea TV Show.
Bringing you good tea and good
vibes. It's the Lovely Tea TV Show.
Be sure to share, like, and subscribe.
Bipolar robs you of what makes you you. It can take from you the core of your being and replace it with something that is completely opposite of who and what you truly are. Bipolar disorder is a mood disorder that alters a person's life. They can never go back to who they were before. It's estimated that more than 10 million Americans suffer from bipolar disorder. The prevalence of bipolar disorder is around 4% within the United States, and it can affect everyone, even some of our biggest social media influencers. As of late, the internet says that Gabby Hanna is not okay. Her friends are concerned about her mental health after she posted 100 videos on her TikTok account in a single day. Hello and welcome to Lovely Tea TV. Gabby Hanna became popular as a comedian on Vine back in 2014. The 31-year-old internet personality started sharing videos online in 2013, and she amassed a large fan base over the past 9 years with millions of fans throughout her social media. Fans of the social media influencer Gabby Hanna became concerned over her disturbing behavior on TikTok, which includes posting more than 150 videos over the course of 2 days. Gabby previously announced that she had been diagnosed with bipolar disorder, which causes extreme mood swings, including emotional highs and lows.
Hey TikTok, hey Gen Z, I got a question for you, because I can't sleep. But I can see, why are you so accepting of the idea of dissociative identity disorder, where little kids decide that they can switch personalities whenever they want, and they all have different names and wear different clothes, and they have their own little room in the house that you built in your mind, and here's how you get to it.
Not only did the excessive number of TikToks concern her fans, but some of her TikTok videos showed and read message written in lipstick on her mirror.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Alexander Hamilton, why do you ride like you're running out of time? What did Eliza have that Alexander Hamilton didn't? Faith. The orphanage.
Many of the clips also seem to be religious.
Your own reality. And because you don't have faith in God, and because you didn't just say, God, I'm kind of scared. I believe in you. Will you please only allow me to see what you want me to see?
Most of her videos were viewed hundreds and thousands of times while viewers went through what they dubbed a psychotic break. As Hanna made more and more videos, the number of views increased, with some of them being viewed as much as 1 million times. Her latest videos have reached almost 6 million views since posting over the weekend. Her comment section is loaded with a lot of supportive comments from fans. One of her followers even wrote, "Hi Gabby, I think it would be lovely to reach out to a loved one. Spend time with someone you love." Other people were on her TikToks basically sharing their concern. Someone close to her should do a wellness check before she does something that she can't take back.
Her antics on TikTok got so crazy that even the mainstream media is reporting on Gabby Hanna.
You may not have heard of Gabby Hanna, but 7 million TikTok users have.
Apparently not everyone can do this, like touch their pinky to their front finger.
The social media star has gained an enormous fan base for her videos. But recently, that fan base has become a lot more concerned.
This last video that she posted has millions of people worried.
Like, she's not there. She's not thinking properly.
I personally find it kind of negligent to the public that this is allowed to play out in the way that it is.
Hanna's content used to focus on storytelling, music, and poetry.
I get it. I know. It's such a conundrum. I get what I want, but I can't have much fun with it.
But now she's posting videos about race, religion, and gender. And not just a few, but hundreds. That's leading some followers to become worried she may be having a mental health crisis. Though NBC has not verified her mental state. When are you going to stop letting Gabby Hanna post, tweets one follower, pleading for TikTok to intervene. But the social media platform continues to push the videos to users, where they are racking up millions of views.
Platforms are not in the business of diagnosing mental illness. And so that's where I think just offering support is really important.
It's unclear what prompted the uncharacteristic post from Hanna, but the situation is sparking a conversation about what to do if a public figure is in crisis.
It's not just about what to do when someone is in crisis, but I think this is really where the platform needs to step in, is how can we support our creators to prevent those kinds of crises from happening?
So what can viewers do when they see uncharacteristic behavior on social media? Experts say leaving encouraging comments is acceptable. It's also okay to alert the platform or loved ones. But beyond that, it may be best not to jump to conclusions.
One of her latest posts shows her asking for prayer after claiming that someone broke into her home. However, 3 hours earlier, she let in a stranger named Nicholas.
Nicholas? Hey, Nicholas, do you mind being on camera or you don't want to?
I don't mind.
Okay, so I want to, oh my God, my hair. A friend just texted me and I told him that I was going to go on a run for a guy who showed up at my house and was just feeling a little lost, asked to use the bathroom, and now we're going to go for a run together. He asked to pray with me. It was really nice. And his text was, Gab, listen to me now. Get that man out of your house.
Nick then started posting his own TikTok videos from her home.
All right, everybody, I'm literally inside of the house right now.
And appeared to be in one of Hanna's videos.
Did you want to be pretending? You know.